We continue on this very important topic, and that, of course, is that of our health minister, Dr. Zweli Mkhize, who we see or who has been reported to be imminently stepping down from his position as Minister of Health. We just heard a maybe cynical, if not tough, view from the professor, giving us a sense of what political animals really do, despite what we may want them to do. Lizzie Gatandwa has put her head on the block, a senior political reporter for the Mail and Guardian, in terms of what we may actually see happening. She is amongst the writers who actually wrote about this imminent 2 weeks' time resignation, as well as the two women who have been touted to potentially replace the minister. Liz Egger joins me now. Welcome to Breakfast with Rufilo. How are you this morning?
Hi, Rufilo. I'm good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course, it's a pleasure to have you. You know, it seems as though there's been, despite all of our whispers in various corridors, reticence from most media players to put their head on the block on this possible departure. What makes you so certain that Dr. Zweli Mkhize will be stepping down?
Well, we can't be certain. Nothing is ever certain in the world of politics. Everything changes in a minute. This is something that we've heard from people who are very closely linked to Zweli Mkhize last week, is that he was quite emotional about the turn of events when his son, when it emanated that his son was actually involved with that Tahira Mehta and Digital Vibes, that he was considering, actually he was preparing to resign, and he had communicated this with the president, and that there were a few, he had to dot the T's and cross dot the I's and cross the T's in terms of how he would resign, and the president had to, you know, look at possible candidates to possibly replace him, the for the benefit of how we approach the pandemic. And so it really has been quite a roller coaster ride in terms of our political reportage with me and my colleagues. Several of us have pretty much heard the same thing, that, you know, he's preparing to resign, but lo and behold, this morning we see that the health minister releases an advisory on Twitter at 11:30 after being MIA for a good 6 days that he will be in the Northern Cape. So really, no one is really certain of what is going to happen, but that's what we've been hearing from close allies and people who are in his close circle.
So, you know, you mentioned his preparation to resign, and you're quite right that he also made some noises about needing to get legal advice, I think, over the previous weekend, not the one that just went past, but the previous one. Do you feel as though he is getting resistance from inside the party saying don't step down, or from the president to say don't actually submit that resignation letter?
Well, we had heard that, you know, the president had given him some options, but he had also asked for a little bit of time to better prepare the department, prepare himself, because we know, as we know, how huge this vaccine rollout is, and how important and integral the health ministry, and particularly Mr. Zweli Mkhize, has been in our response to the pandemic. So I imagine those were some of the nitty-gritties that needed to be ironed out between the two senior ANC leaders. Mm. There also has been, you know, I've been speaking to some ANC leaders, some in the National Executive Committee, who say that, you know, this is not a political matter. This is more of an issue with Big Pharma, and that Zweli should not resign. They don't feel that Zweli should not should resign, because this is an issue about Sputnik and J&J vaccine vaccines. So there's a lot of conspiracy theories within the ANC about the reasons why this surfaced, the Digital Vibes matter surfaced. But we do know that some within the ANC are reluctant, are hesitant, don't want him to resign, don't feel that he needs to resign. As we heard in the NWC said yesterday, last night, where where we wrote as the MNG that, you know, several senior leaders in the ANC were for him taking a step back, leaders such as Ronald Lamola, Snooki Zigalala, and Senzo Mchunu, each felt that he needed to step back a bit until this entire investigation by the SIU is completed, while others were vehemently saying, no, he cannot. This is the prerogative of the president. They cannot dictate to the president what he should and should not do. But they do individually feel that this matter needs to be ironed out for the legitimacy of our vaccine rollout, for our reputation in the continent and worldwide, and also for the reputation of the ANC, which has been in this program of cleaning itself out in terms of its corruption.
I mean, you can say that. Okay. Oh, Lizzie, hang on. So, okay, so all this may be, I mean, you're throwing a spanner in the works with the Sputnik, as well as the some of those senior leaders' names that you said are very powerful. And if they're saying he must step back, that's very interesting. But before we run out of time, two names that you've touted as potential replacements, Dr. Gwen Ramakgopa, who's the Gauteng Health MEC, and Dr. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma. Is there any way that we could be a little bit more creative here and expect that from the president?
Well, we don't know what the president is going to do, but we heard from the president's close allies, you know, that those are the possible names that could take over. There's also the deputy, Zweli Mkhize's deputy, who might just, you know, take over in the interim. But those two names seems to be the ones that are touted, the names that have been going around. Nkosazana Dlamini-Zuma has had a stellar reputation in terms of how she's handled her ministries. Whether you want to define her with the NDZ campaign is your choosing. But when it comes to what she's done in the ministries that she's held in the Home Affairs and Health Ministries and COGTA, she hasn't really been she's really been an asset to every administration that she has been in. And then there's the MEC, Gwen Ramakgopa, who has been known to be a very nonsensical woman in her portfolios. So those are the women that, and they're also Ramakgopa, if you remember, in just 2 months ago, if I'm correct, she was the one that won that seat against Ayanda Dlodlo, the Minister of State Security, to be the National Working Committee's member, a new member of the National Working Committee. And she is an ally of the president. So the president would obviously want to have someone who has the same policy ideals as he does, the same person. He wants someone who is going to understand where his direction is when it comes to this vaccine rollout. So those are the women who are strong enough to carry that through if Zweli Mkhize is not capable.
Lizzie Katandwa, thank you so much. Senior political reporter at the Mail and Guardian, giving us some very things to think about.